Those are the ooze at 720 WGN, which means it's time for Weather on the Ooze with Bill Snyder, longtime WGN TV weather producer, storm guru, and master of meteorology. Hey, by the way, Bill, I have to say.
Yes.
I walked out of the house this afternoon with the dog.
Yeah.
And somebody stole the snow. I don't know if they came overnight or took it. Or
is that what they did? Wow.
Because it wasn't there.
That's pretty good.
Just like that.
Just like that, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you know what, John? This time of the year, the sunshine does wonders for us. It really does. I mean, you know, just today alone, we gained about 2 minutes and 40 seconds of daylight. How about that? I mean, it really is starting to increase this time of the year. And that sun is strong, and it can really erase any, you know, bit of snowpack that's still on the ground. And so you are unique in the fact that you even had a little bit of snow on the ground, because most of us did not or have not in several days. So interestingly, but certainly nothing like they had out east, huh, John?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I couldn't believe the scenes I was looking at.
It was really extraordinary. That was quite a storm, and a record storm for the state of Rhode Island, John. You know, they had in Providence, Rhode Island, 38 inches of snow in 2 days.
My God.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And I mean, put that in perspective. Here in Chicago, and you know, we thought it was a very snowy start to the season because we started getting snow in November, carried over into the first part of December, then it kind of, you know, backed off the latter portions of the month, and then we had some snow in January. So in perspective, here in Chicago, since November, since we had our first measurable snow, we've had 32.3 inches. They had 6 inches more than that in Providence, Rhode Island in 2 days.
Is Providence still there?
They're still there. They've brought in, you know, we had some reports on our streaming show tonight, Jen, on the forecasters. They brought in, portions of the National Guard to help, remove snow around there. So
amazing.
Not only did they get walloped with heavy snow in many eastern cities, but, just the fact that the sheer weight of the snow and the gusty winds, because this was truly a bomb cyclone. And, you know, when we talk about a bomb cyclone, we're talking about a storm that intensifies when you have, the intensity of storm, drop more than 24 millibars in a 24 hour period. And it's just amazing what happened there, with that system, John. It's really something. And, so they really, you know, that's just shows the sheer intensity of the system.
Yes, indeed. I mean, all you had to do was look at the evening news.
Wind gusts, yeah. John, 62 miles an hour in New York City, Nantucket, Massachusetts, 83 miles per hour. You know, portions of Rhode Island, 74. So, I mean, these are hurricane force winds in those areas. It's just, it's really, it's amazing to see that type of a storm and the scope of it, at this time of the year, but it can happen.
I think it was Times Square. I saw a guy on skis being pulled by his dog.
Yeah, I know. I did see that. Yeah. Amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. So, you know, when you see what those folks have been through, and some of those areas out there had even more snow today, it just really makes you real, makes you fortunate here, because, you know, we've had some chilly days, but the sun was back today and it sure felt nice.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
So how's that meteorological winter coming along?
Well, isn't that something? You know, we will close the books on meteorological winter Saturday night at midnight, John. Isn't that amazing? It's, you know, the meteorological winter is a 3-month season that starts on December the 1st. And interestingly, the fact that we've had such a mild relative to normal, and a lot of that is largely due to that warm spell we had that was 7 days in a row of 50 degrees or warmer. We were running actually only about 1.2 degrees below normal for the season, which is pretty remarkable considering how chilly December and January were. Each of those 2 months were more than 3 degrees below normal. And, you know, I was looking at last winter, and we are actually It's pretty comparable. We're 0.2 degrees warmer than meteorological winter a year ago. So that's pretty comparable, in terms of that, as far as that goes. But our snowfall, which, you know, is running slightly above normal as a whole for the season. But you look at it since December 1st and we're about 7 inches below normal. And this month has really been noteworthy, John, because we've only had 1.1 inches officially at O'Hare. We should have had about 9.8 inches by now. It's, you know, February is typically our second snowiest month of the year, and it hasn't been the case. And that also translates to a dry month. Precipitation-wise, water equivalent, we've had 0.16 inches, which is well below normal. And this is our driest February. You don't really notice it because it's not like we have a growing season going on right now, but it is our driest February in three decades. The last time it was drier was 1996 with 0.08. So, I mean, that is really extraordinary, you know, statistics there.
Okay. I think I've been asking you for a couple of weeks now, and my wife and I had the same discussion. She says, so do you think this snow we're having right now is the last snow of the season? And I go, well,
no,
I don't know. I'm going to ask Bill.
Yeah. Well, you know, no, it's not. It's definitely not. And, you know, we have a couple of chances here over the next 5 days or so. There's a couple of chances of some snow here. They, you know, none of them look terribly heavy, but, you know, any one of these systems here can lay down a covering of snow. And again, this time of the year, a covering of snow just doesn't last long because of the, you know, intensity of the sun and the longer days. But, we've got one chance that's coming in over the weekend on Saturday, and then there's another one coming in late Sunday, Monday. So we'll watch those systems closely. And, you know, March is typically our fourth snowiest month of the year. So we average about 5.5 inches. You know, and the fact that we haven't had any snow this month would seem to lend a little support to the fact that we'll probably see some snow in March. It's a month of rapid changes across the area, John. I mean, we typically start out the month with an average high of about 41 degrees. And by the end of the month, the normal high is 53 degrees. So we warm pretty rapidly. But what's interesting is if you look at the extremes, the extreme temperatures in March are greater than any other month of the year. We've been as cold on a given day as 12 below zero on the 4th of the month. We've been as warm as 88 degrees at the end of the month back in 1986. So that's a spread of 100 degrees between our coldest temperature and our warmest temperature. So it gives you an idea that March can see basically a little bit of everything, you know?
I think that's the lamb lion bit.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
Comes in like a lamb, goes out
like a lion. Right.
I got it backwards.
Comes in like a lion and out like a lamb. Right, right. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, the other good news, and I know you enjoy the longer days as much as I do.
Oh, yeah.
We gain 84 minutes of daylight in March.
Wow.
Yeah. And you notice the biggest jump will take place not this weekend, but next weekend, because we jump back to daylight saving time. We flip the clocks ahead when we go to bed Saturday night. Yeah, next Saturday night. So, our sunset will be at after 7 p.m. How about that?
And it happens every year.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And
we
lose a little bit of that initially during the morning,
right.
but we certainly see it towards the evening hours when it's daylight, light till almost 7 o'clock. And our sunset at the end of March is about 7:15. So, you know, we are certainly turning the corner. And, while I, you know, certainly will not give the all clear on winter weather, because it certainly can still snow. No big snows, certainly nothing on par with what the folks out east have dealt with. Our heart goes out to them, because they've really had a rough stretch. This is, you know, the second storm of the season where they've had, you know, upwards of 15 to 20 inches in New York City, for example. And, and same thing out in Boston. They've had quite a snow season out there. And, you know, it's been relatively quiet here locally. And we've got some good news coming at the end of the week, John. How about that? I mean, Friday.
What would that be, Bill?
Well, how about a 60-degree day on Friday?
I'll take that.
Yeah. So, you know, we were 38 degrees today. We'll warm into the low to mid 40s tomorrow with, you know, a mix of sun and clouds. And Friday, we're talking about mostly sunny skies, some gusty southwest winds, which we won't complain about, because those southwest winds are blowing in from an area that's warmer than us. And that will help push our reading above 60 degrees. We're looking at a high of 61 degrees on Friday, which is pretty nice considering, you know, low 40s is typical. So not bad to close out throughout the work week. And again, it does turn colder over the weekend. So, you know, typical as we get into spring this time of the year here, it's a big temperature roller coaster. So what goes up always must come down, right? So we'll exactly. go from the low 60s on Friday to about 40 degrees for the high if we're lucky on Saturday, maybe some snow, a little bit of wet snow in the afternoon. And then Sunday is pretty darn chilly. We're talking about a high only of about freezing on Sunday. So we'll go from 61 on Friday to 32 for a high on Sunday, and then see another system pass in Sunday night, Monday, which could bring some snow to the area. Doesn't look like a huge accumulation, but you know, we'll watch that system to see if it lays down a covering of snow. We'll have temperatures, but then temperatures start to warm up after that. And the long range outlook as we get beyond into next week and the following week is favors warmer than normal temperatures, John. So I think as we get towards the latter stages of next week, yes. we'll be warm back into the 50s and maybe even 60 degree temperatures. So how about that?
Well, listen, I'm doing something next Thursday.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah, so if that weather's cooperating,
that will be nice.
More enjoyable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Great. Yeah, no, I mean, that's certainly good news. And we hope that that pans out. But all of the statistics we look at right now and all of our modeling suggests that's the direction that we're heading in. So we'll watch that and, you know, look for any precipitation makers, because, you know, this is the time of the year where we start to look for moisture to help as we head into the growing season. Our farmers need it. And the fact that we haven't had a lot of snow this month is certainly a little bit concerning, but it's still early enough that we can make up some of that moisture that we didn't get now, and that'll help the growing season as we head to that direction.
You have anything else you want to add as we wrap this up?
No, I think you know, this is kind of where we're at right now. Yeah. And you know, it's you know, at a time of the year where things can be a lot worse, we're doing pretty well, I think. Yeah. Overall, don't you? I mean, we certainly can see extreme cold yet still this time of the year, and we can see big snowstorms, and I don't see any of that in our near term. So that is good news. And we're heading towards a very, very nice and warm end to the work week, which, you know, that would be, our third or fourth 60 degree day of the month, John. So that's not bad when you consider temperatures in February. The normal high gets into the low 40s at the end of the month. When we're talking about any time you get a 60 degree day, that is bonus territory. And, I'm sure folks will be out in droves taking advantage of it.
They sure will.
And I know your dog will appreciate it.
Yeah.
As will mine, you know. I mean, they love nothing more than a nice, warm, sunny day and enjoying all that fresh air. It's good for all of us, and it certainly indeed. It boosts our spirits too, doesn't it?
It does. It does indeed.
Yeah.
Bill Snyder, WGN-TV, thank you again for joining us, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Likewise, John. You take care. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too.